could say.
What would she say, honey?
I'm a little black baby.
That's the sound of Mama's black baby boy. It was recorded in 1893. Thomas Edison invented the phonograph with a lot of help in 1877. He preserved the very first sound recordings on tinfoil, which is not an incredibly durable substance. Many of those recordings were lost to history until Richard Martin and Megan Hennessy of Archaeophone Records. This is part of their collection of the very earliest African-American recording artists. Richard and Megan are a husband and wife team that has rescued single-handedly and preserved many of the earliest recordings of our country. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How many recordings do you think you've collected at this point?
Ooh, quick math. Megan?
I think we've put out about 1,400, but we have not collected all of them. We've got a great network of collaborators who are interested in preserving what they have.
Hundreds, at least.
Yes.
Yes.
Why? I mean, you guys both have full-time day jobs, right?
Well, Megan does. My full-time job currently is to man the booth here, take the calls and pack the boxes and sweep the floors.
Which, you know, is an astounding development in your life. And I got to wonder what drew you to devoting so much of your time and lives to this particular pursuit.
We wanted to rescue the underdog. This material is incredibly rare and incredibly in danger of being lost. And if it's lost, we lose a link to our past, a deep key to understanding, you know, our history and our heritage. We were collectors ourselves, and we were picking up some of this material from 100 years ago and said, nobody's ever heard this.
Yeah, Richard Martin and Megan Hennessy, husband and wife team behind Archaeophone Records. Together, the company's racked up 9 Grammy nominations, including nominations for Best Historical Album. One of the most popular collections you have is called Sophie Tucker, The Origins of the Red Hot Mama, 1910 to 1922. Let's take a listen to one of those recordings. This is Sophie Tucker singing That Lovin' Rag. So how did you...
Great stuff.
Where do you find these recordings? I mean, at what places do you find these recordings?
Megan?
Well, the ones we get, we can find at auctions and places like eBay. But as the longer we've gone on, we've been very lucky to work with just a great network of people who collect records and really want to share what they have, the art, the knowledge, and the records.
What would it have been like to have seen those artists in person, Megan, or Richard?
Well, the Sophie Tucker's a good one to think about because she was a real belter. And, you know, she's on the vaudeville stage and, you know, there's no microphones, no electricity, and she's, you know, belting out That Lovin' Rag or Some of These Days, you know, for the whole audience to hear. And I think it would have been very exciting because it would be very exaggerated and loud. Otherwise, you wouldn't be heard.
You were speaking with Richard Martin and Megan Hennessy of Archaeophone Records that preserves these endangered, I think it's fair to say, endangered recordings on digitally remastered media. But your work spans decades, during which time the way that we preserved recording changed a number of times. You must have to work with a lot of recordings that come to you on a lot of different types of materials.
That's right. I mean, Archaeophone was born as a scholarly enterprise. I mean, we wanted to preserve and archive and annotate and do research on this material. And as you see from the CDs, I mean, they're books, really, with CDs. We've got wax cylinders. We've got, you know, the early fragile discs made of rubber and celluloid and then shellac. Everything requires, you know, a different approach, a lot of different styli needles, you know, help you get the best sound.
And some of them, I understand that some of them come to you in pieces, and you actually have a trained dentist who helps you reassemble them.
Yeah, that's a great story. Our friend Mike Conchalian out in Pasadena started putting his dental tools to use, you know, 20 years ago or so, saying, I bet this would work to fix some of the problem.
The same things that he used to repair shattered dentures, he uses
right.
to repair recordings.
You got it.
So explain to me, do you have to kind of, do you present the recordings exactly as they end up once they're repaired sounding, or do you use some digital remastering to clean up the sounds?
Sure, it's cleaned up. The best restoration starts with a really good transfer, so you need the right equipment to get the best sound. And then after that, I can remove pops, clicks, noise, hum, you know, if that's a problem, you know, the usual things that engineers deal with. But, yeah, there's some specialized tricks and tools that I've got as well.
So, I mean, we know, I just said that the Sophie Tucker album is one of the most popular, but Megan, let me start with you. What's your favorite? I mean, out of all the things you've collected, what was the one where you really think that was the one that kind of made it for me?
In terms of listening to it?
Yeah.
I think Lost Sounds is a great listen. It's one of our greatest CDs. I mean, it's a great listen. It's got great scholarship. I like
with
CDs
what's on it?
It's got the earliest recordings by African American artists, so it goes back to 1891. That's the one that had the broken cylinder we were talking about, and it shows a side of the recording industry that people didn't know. I mean, there's a tremendous variety of material on it. It ranges from ragtime to jazz to opera, minstrelsy, pretty much every sort of material on there. And it's just a really interesting listen and historical document.
Including a recording of The Whistling Coon by George W. Johnson, who's mostly been lost to history. But Richard Martin, what about for you? What recording do you love to listen to?
Well, the Sophie Tucker, certainly. I like some of our jazzier things. We've got a Wilbur Sweatman CD that I really like. And we've got this year-by-year collection that a lot of the sort of the Broadway enthusiasts like, where they can hear the big hits of a given year, like 1914 is the newest one we've done that. So it's just great stuff there. Great
who,
American
Who bought
history.
These? Rich folks? Or, you know, it was a consumer market?
Both. In the 1890s, you had to have money to get this stuff. But yeah. by the turn of the century, it starts getting more and more affordable. Kind of like, you know, the Betamax VCR wars. I mean, it quickly became a consumer product that you could afford.
Although Victrola wasn't all that cheap in those days. Richard Martin and Megan Hennessy, both of Archaeophone Records, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank
it's
you.
Been a pleasure.
I tell her that I bring my cat along with me because